Welcome to episode 72 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we cover all things geeky. I am your host, William, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And Harold.
What it be, what it be, what it be, what it be.
Glad to see you're here this week, Harold.
Hey, I told you I wasn't going to be here last week. My daughter was in town.
No, you told us before. We said the week before, the episode 70, we said, you're not going to be here next week, right? And you're like, no, I probably will be here. It's in the podcast.
Know. Okay.
But it doesn't matter. You know, we're just giving you a hard time.
That's all right. But yeah, me and my daughter and my girlfriend, we were out about, and you can see some of the pictures that weren't deleted on my Facebook. We were going around town taking pictures and seeing Christmas lights.
Yeah, but lucky for you, that was last year, so the slate gets clean.
That's right. Because it's my one show I can miss a year.
That was your strike one, and you had a strike two. You actually had a strike two.
What was strike two?
Because on the what was it, the from page to screen, your like of the year show, you said that I was the one who was watching gay porn on Xbox. You said William.
All I can remember is one of you guys were watching gay porn.
So you can't tell us apart either, or you can't remember right, or. But luckily for you, that was last year.
But you got to remember, that was a shout out for episode 69 for people to go watch it.
I guess.
Where can they watch it?
They can put it in their ear and just imagine him listening to gay porn.
Imagine Stuart.
That's right.
But anyways.
See, any shout outs are good shout outs.
If you say so.
So.
Anyways, I guess, how has your week been, Harold?
Man, my week was fantastic. It was actually, I love having my daughter here, but it was nice to put her on a plane and send her home.
Wow.
Well, because, I mean, like, the whole week, I mean, you gotta, I guess when someone comes to visit, you do more things, and you do a lot more different things, and I'm constantly trying to be aware of her around, and it's like, I like her, so I don't really like having to walk around in short, you know what I mean, regular, like, tighter shorts or whatever, and a t-shirt, and all week long I had to actually walk around in, like normal clothes.
You actually had to wear clothes? Wow, that's tough.
That sounds awful. I can't imagine wearing clothes at home.
Well, come on. If you go back and you listen to an episode of me and the Angry Mailman, we were sitting there podcasting in our boxers all night.
I live alone. I have no reason to wear clothes.
There you go.
I'm totally there with you. I'm totally there with you.
You know, and then, like, also to remember that, you know, to leave the bathroom door, like, open for her and stuff like that. It's 1 week a year. I got to just remember that, but it's okay.
Alrighty. Anything special happen?
Just had a wonderful Christmas together, well, the three of us. You know, we went downtown Boynton or downtown Delray, saw the 100-foot Christmas tree, then saw some Christmas lights that she wanted to see. Went to Gulfstream Park to do some shopping and walking around, and that was about it. Just enjoyed our time together.
Awesome. Now, since you didn't do our podcast, I have heard you on a bunch of others though. Since you want to pimp those out. Well,
yeah, you know, I was on the Vault Reviews for my last show, so I'll pimp him out. You know, we did the Game of the Year. That was on a Thursday. That thing took forever, but we recorded that. And then early in the week, I was on Knuckleball Cast, and we did his New Year show with me and Frank Branches. And of course, last Monday or this Monday, we did the first episode of the Zombie Cast, and that's even up on iTunes now.
Yeah, so you were in my ear for a good amount of time.
See, good man. And how did you like our zombie show?
I thought it was really good. I'm gonna enjoy it, and I've been tracking down trying to find a Redbox that has that 2012 zombie apocalypse whatever movie.
Okay, And don't forget to go and give us a 5-star review.
Will do. Will do. Alrighty, Stuart, how have you been?
Same old, playing the Old Republic, watching Netflix. Yesterday. Okay.
You find that Netflix's instant watch is really, like, slacking nowadays?
I have such a back catalog of instant watch stuff that I don't notice it.
Okay.
But I can definitely see where I haven't added anything in a while.
Well, they're supposed to update every Tuesday, right?
I have no clue when they update. It seems like they update whenever they want.
I don't know.
I thought they updated every Tuesday or something, but I am so disappointed right now with some of their new arrivals and stuff. Ooh,
True Grit's on. That's a good one. The new one. I haven't seen that. I wanted to see that. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, they haven't had too many new stuff, but I don't know. I'm just I associate that with probably the holidays. I expect, you know, probably them to start getting new stuff soon.
I hope so.
I did see a story of they're supposed to have a show called what is it? They're supposed to it's Lily something, their own show, their first show they're starting to make their own content.
Yeah, I did read something about that myself.
I can't remember the name. I remember it was Lily something. But they said season one's supposed to come in like February, so I'll be interested to see what kind of programs they can produce, you know, themselves.
Well, let's see, right?
Because, Stuart, didn't the last thing we see that Netflix produced, didn't they produce that superhero documentary?
Yes, they did.
That was interesting and very, very weird. But anyways, continue, Stuart.
Yesterday I had one of those – no, it wasn't yesterday. It was early in the week. But anyway, I had one of those moments where I felt like I was in the future because I was using the Kinect voice control. And I had this feeling before, like when I first got the Kinect. But I was watching Star Trek, and we have come to that point where we can basically just say, computer, this, and it happens. We're to that point. We really are. I say the only Star Trek technology we do not have is holograms and spaceships.
We also don't have one other thing, which I really wish they would get.
Oh, replicators.
No. That pen that can scan everybody's body and then tell them what's wrong with it. I would love to just have a freaking pen and scan everybody. Make my job so much easier.
But I mean, if you think about it, I mean, with Star Trek came the ability to multitask on computers. That was like that when that came out, we could not do that on computers. It was a brand new thing, and now I don't think I could do. I'm looking at two monitors with three different windows.
No, not. I mean, forget that. We have phones that can multitask.
We have phones that can multitask.
Yeah, we have little devices.
We have those little handheld things now.
Exactly. I mean,
they have the internet on computers now.
Well, on our phones too. Shoot, that's I mean, this is spaceman technology right here. What I'm holding in my hand.
No, my book has the internet. Cause I got a freaking Kindle that can get on the internet. Oh yeah, I got a Kindle Fire over Christmas.
I think you mentioned that show.
I don't remember if I did. I remember I told you. I don't know if I mentioned on the show or not. That was not me.
That wasn't me.
That was not me.
Alrighty, but yeah. So you liking your Kindle Fire, aren't you?
It's pretty good. I can definitely lay on the couch and surf the internet and surf the web.
Have you?
In your boxers.
I surf the internet in my boxers anyway.
See?
So, have you tried reading like comics on it or stuff like that?
I have. I read the third issue of Justice League.
Now, I have a question. How come you can read regular comics, but you say you can't do like Walking Dead or horror stuff? There's just as much horror and stuff in regular comics.
I can read it. Mm-hmm. I just can't really watch it.
Okay, in that case, I'll hook you up with Walking Dead comics that you can put on your fire.
Okay.
Because, yeah,
Walking Dead is his stuff.
Definitely,
man.
And I'm I definitely am gonna start reading more because of your zombie podcast, Harold. That's gonna motivate me to pick up where I left off reading Walking Dead comics.
Well, we're reading 1 through 6 this week, and we'll talk about them next week.
I've already read those, but yeah. So I'm ready, but sorry, Stuart.
Reread them.
Go ahead.
That's really been it. I've not done much.
Alrighty. I guess for me, it's mostly been the Old Republic, honestly. Well, nah. Between Old Republic, you know, occasionally Netflix, like for our I Recommend section, which we'll get to later. In podcast, it's been, you know, it's been the Old Republic. I did, I guess I'll, I did try to watch the UFC on the Xbox app. The first event that was on the UFC app for Xbox that was live to everybody. And it was a total failure. It just would not load. It just would not load.
Yeah, I read an article basically saying, oh, it was terrible. I just would unable to watch. I was like, what happened? I don't know what happened. You don't explain anything.
It was it was unable to watch. Like the app would not work. It just you tried to open the app and it would just say, you know, it's not working, try again later or something, you know. It would say try again or cancel or quit or what, something along those lines, and that's it. It would not work. Now my big problem is, I mean, Microsoft, they're like, okay, yeah, everybody who we gave free tickets to, because I guess they were only giving a limited amount of free tickets for this event and not just to everybody, which I kind of thought it was to everybody, but you know, I guess that's my fault, but, you know, they're like, we're going to give y'all a free event at a later time. Well, what about the people like me who, you know, what if, say, you know, Xbox, they've been wanting us to basically have our Xbox and use that as our sole, you know, device, our only device for media consumption, right? Well, what if, you know, what if we had, like, said, you know, oh, cable, we're done with cable, you know, we're Xbox only, oh, UFC, awesome, oh, it's not working, wait, I don't have cable, I can't get the UFC fight, there's, you know, what then? I mean, that's a big inconvenience to a lot of people who have given up cable because Xbox has, you know, ESPN, now UFC, Netflix, Hulu, all these other apps. I mean,
yeah, but you know what? You can give Xbox credit for doing all that, but then you got to say, you know what? They suck because they don't get it right.
Exactly. I mean,
they did say that they will give you another quote unquote.
No, like I said, that's for the people who were able to, you know, access the limited tickets they were handing out. They were only handing out limited tickets, not just to everybody, but for people like me who couldn't even buy it. If that was the only way we could get it.
No, from what I understand, it was the people who actually signed up for the app.
Who signed up for the event, who got the free ticket that they were giving out.
Well, even they couldn't even watch.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But they're the only ones who are getting the free event at a later time, not people.
And then what happens if people wanted to see Brock Lesnar get his ass kicked?
See, now that was just sad because I even said it before, because after Lesnar fought, before he even interviewed, I tweeted, you know, his disease that he's had, that's just taken any fight. That just killed any fight he had left in him. And he said, oh, I'm retiring, you know. My disease has, and I'm like, oh, there you go. But it was just crazy to hear what the UFC guys were saying about his disease, about he had like a six inch incision and he had like 12 inches of intestines removed from his, like, removed, and and he still remained at 265. I still gotta say, if you're that sick and you still can keep your weight up to like that and in fighting conditions, that's a better man than me, definitely.
True. I mean, but he just couldn't handle. He honestly just couldn't handle that. He couldn't handle the
fight. I mean, he's just you know, he just hasn't recovered well from his disease. He's just not a fighter. He just can't fight anymore.
He needs to go to WWE.
Well, I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's just going to, you know, he said he's going to retire, and I think he's just going to do whatever he wants because he's got so much money.
Yeah, but at least WWE is fake and he can at least wrestle.
I guess, but yeah, that I was really mad. I ended up just, you know, hooking my computer up to the TV and watching a bootleg stream of the fight, which was really bad because it was like a stream from ESPN and in the UK, and it kept freezing, and then there was weird UK commercials, and it was really, you know, unenjoyable. And you know, when we found out, when my dad and I found out, it was, the tickets weren't for everybody. You know, they weren't free. It wasn't free to everybody, and just limited time. We were going to even pay. You know, I was going to even pay the $50 for the pay-per-view event, but the app just would not work. So that's what I'm mad the most about, is the fact that the app didn't work. That was the only way I really had to watch UFC. Because Microsoft said, this is the only box you really need. You know, we're media strong. We're, you know, all this and that. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll trust you, Microsoft. You know, I'd like my Xbox. And yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to be doing the UFC on Xbox unless they really step up to the plate and show that stuff works, or if they do something for all the other people who weren't even able to purchase it.
Well, even now, have you gone back and looked at that that app on Xbox? They don't even show you like the old match or the match before, or you know what I mean. They just give you a bunch of crap that I don't want to see.
Well, you can watch like the old. You can watch like if you pay for the event, you can watch the fight later on. You know, right after the event, you can rewatch it and stuff. I guess till the next event or whatnot. But because they actually gave me two free fights back when the preview program was going on for the dashboard, and it worked fine and it worked great. So I decided, hey, you know, stay home, you know, order some pizza. We ordered some pizza and we'll watch the fights instead of having to go out to some bar and deal with other people and, you know, hassle other people. And you know, we should have just went to a bar and watched the fight, because it was just a terrible experience. We missed probably half of the fights just trying to find the right stream and set it up. And
but then you know what? You got to give them credit for their ESPN, because you know what? But I'm also going to give them a little bit of a slack for their ESPN. On the second, I was able to turn on the ESPN and all the games were right there, at least the box scores. But instead of making them regional, like if you live in Nebraska, you could watch Nebraska. If you live in Florida, you should be able to see like the Florida game. You could only watch the Nebraska game while like the Florida game was on. And it's like, I'm not interested in Nebraska. I want to see the Florida-Ohio State game. So I had to turn off the Xbox and go turn on the TV.
Exactly. See, they need to step up, because I mean, they're wanting us to not have, like, basically not have cable and just use them for everything. Or draw other people and say, hey, you know, don't, you know, get an Xbox for your media consumption. But they're just failing. Like, you know, the UFC, your situation with ESPN, they took away the Netflix party system.
Well, did Netflix take that away, or did they take that away? That's the
thing. I don't know. Either or, you know.
And how many people really even use that, though? I mean, we did a couple times. But
I know a lot. I know a lot of people who did.
Yeah,
I used the party system.
Really,
my daughter and I, we were able to get on and watch some of these really crappy, cheesy movies, and we were able to watch them together and talk, and it was a good way for us to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours together.
I can definitely see that, but you know, that's the first case I've really heard of it.
The Talking Ship guys, they would have like what they called bad movie drinky, where they would like watch bad movies and they'd make up drinking rules and stuff like that. And I kept hearing all the time that they would they use that feature. I mean, there's lots of people who use the feature. Just if, you know, even if like we didn't use it that much, I do know lots of people did.
I mean, like even now we can still use it, but we have to like time our
And being a
pushing of the right. Buttons.
Everybody press play now.
It's like, oh, I'm stopped at the Paramount logo.
Loading. I got. I'm a little off sync now. Hold on, give me a minute. Right now.
Yeah, which sucks.
Yeah, definitely. So hopefully they bring it back, because you know when something goes away that you really wanted. Because as soon as they said it's gone, I kept thinking, but I wanted to, but now I want to. Now I want to watch movies with friends, and I can't. But yeah, I haven't touched my Xbox, in like almost a week. So. The only time I've touched it in like 2 weeks was just to try to get that damn UFC fight, but that wasn't working, so.
You should have lied and said it was the gamer night that we had that night.
What was the gamer night?
The gamer night, the Geeks for the Win gamer night we had 2 weeks ago on Thursday, where we played Modern Warfare.
Oh yeah, that's the last time last time I actually played a game was that. Yeah.
So see,
that was the last time I actually played a game on my Xbox. So
wow,
actually that was the last time I even touched my controller.
No, we're not bad, Harold. We're not bad.
Where's my controller?
The Old Republic is just that damn good.
That's right.
It truly is, and I think we've converted Vlad's hammer. He's picking the game up now from Open Forum Radio. So we're getting more people playing. So and interesting news. Stuart, did you hear about the Mac port that may happen?
It should happen.
Well, I heard this on a different podcast, on a Old Republic podcast, the mm-hmm. one of the guy, like one of the creators or founders or whatever, he said that they're looking to bring it to Mac and as well as other platforms.
Linux?
No, he didn't say. That's gotten people curious.
Because that's the only consoles? Other platforms. I can't see using consoles. I really can't. MMOs don't, especially MMOs like that, do not work with consoles.
If it's like a collector's edition that comes with a keyboard.
Yeah. Well, if they actually do allow keyboards, then yes, a mouse and keyboard is the only way to play an MMO of that.
Because on the PS3, I know for a fact that supports mouse and keyboard. So
yeah, I know
that would be huge.
The Xbox doesn't because they don't want to confuse it for a PC.
Yeah, but I don't know. Microsoft, they probably would do anything they could to get more money now. It seems like, I don't know, but that I never really thought about that, you know, till I heard them say that on the podcast. So hopefully maybe the Old Republic will be on consoles soon or in the future. That definitely would be awesome. Tons.
As long as I don't have to pay $15 a month.
Why wouldn't you? That's an awesome game.
It
what is your problem with fees?
I'm Jewish.
Yes, but you said you're Jewish by birth and then you converted.
But I'm still Jewish by blood. I don't like
it. It's in his blood to be a penny pincher.
That's right. I'm just cheap.
I'm with you there, cheap, but you know, and I was weary about the fees too, but honestly, I know I've been ball washing this game, but it's really good. I'm really enjoying it, and the story is what really has gotten me hooked. Is how well BioWare, and I've played a little bit of Mass Effect, the first one, and I played maybe 30 minutes of probably 2 hours of Mass Effect, 30 minutes of Dragon Age, and those are the only BioWare experience I have besides the Old Republic. So I'm just seeing how well they can do story, and it's sucking me in. And 80 hours I put in the game, and I'm not even, well, how many acts are there, Stuart?
There are three acts.
I'm not even finished with the first act. That's amazing.
At least you admit you're a ball washer.
Exactly.
I'm 122 hours in, and I'm not even near the end of the first act.
So it has content, you know, and the way I see it is I'm being able to pay to play, you know, an RPG with friends, a Star Wars RPG with friends. So
plus make some new ones.
Exactly. But anyways, I guess that was my UFC rant. Sure, going to be a short show this week. Not too many topics. Next week, CES. So I expect next week and then the following week we'll have tons of topics that we'll want to talk about. I know I will. I don't know about Stuart or Harold, but I know I'll have a bunch of topics most likely.
Hopefully, I'll be able to follow it closely.
Because CES is the real geek Christmas. That's the real Christmas for geeks.
Wow.
When?
Okay.
Are you not familiar with CES, Harold?
Nope.
The Consumer Electronics Show.
Nope.
The big.
I'm not.
Wow. It's like the show where everybody and all the major tech companies announce their major new products, whether it's new cell phones that are, you know, way better than anyone's computers here, or new TVs or cameras or any type of tech device. That's, you know, the major announcements are at CES.
Okay.
Cool. That new Sony PlayStation TV that came out a little while ago that showed you can play full screen using two players. You have to wear special glasses. I saw that at CES 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, the monitor, the 3D technology. Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be able to see TV technology from the future.
So you're gonna have the 4D TV come out this year.
Maybe.
Well. Technically, TVs are already in 4D because the fourth dimension is time.
No, okay, then the 5D TV.
Where the TV actually reaches out and touches you.
No, where you get smell of vision.
It's like I can touch you.
Oh, God, I smell of vision I do not want smell of vision.
Man, I got some special ads for smell of vision, too.
Well, because like half the television shows, if not more, are like crime dramas or crime type shows where there are dead people.
I don't want to smell.
I don't want to smell a dead person when I'm watching TV.
Yeah, but see, that's the only way I'm going to be able to sell my new brand of cologne.
Anyways, well, you know, there's a scene in the I recommend. And I recommend that I definitely would not want to smell, but we'll reach that later.
Oh, no, hold on. I got it. D-Box for home.
What now?
D-Box for home.
Do you know?
You guys do know what D-Box is, right?
D'Lo Brown?
Yeah. it's where, like, they have them at, like Disneyland, Disney World, where, like, the seat moves.
Oh, yeah, they call that, that cool 4D, stuff. Yeah.
That's D-Box.
Yeah. I've been to one of those in SeaWorld or something. Yeah.
Yeah, well, like there are movies that support D-Box. I think Transformers supported D-Box. I think Sherlock Holmes, I think, supported D-Box.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure, maybe, I don't know, but that's something I wouldn't want, definitely.
I think it'd be awesome.
Well, then you'd have to get a motor for your couch, and I already got a motor in my couch.
Yeah, but anyways, I guess, Harold, what's this about Starbucks?
I was just reading an article on online where, how often do you go to Starbucks?
Rarely.
Rarely. Well, they're saying that most people go at least like 5 days a week.
God. Yeah, I know there. And, I know people like that.
And they spend $5 roughly on a coffee.
Yeah, the minimum.
The minimum on a coffee. Well, what they're saying is that if you go and you go to like Sam's Club or whatever, and you can buy a bag of Starbucks coffee for like $25, and you can you can buy milk for like $7, and you can save around $20 a month. So for all you people who have to go have Starbucks, plus the fact that Starbucks has done a little, at least a 10 cents hike in their coffees in different areas now.
Yes, but the people who buy Starbucks and go to Starbucks they don't care about saving money. They go because they want to look cool. They want to be with their people. They want to, you know, be able to show off, hey, I went to Starbucks. Woo, I have money to spend. I like my $5. I mean, they just like the idea of the $5 cup of coffee, I think.
I really think they do also, because, I mean, I walk into Starbucks and there's some really weird people in there.
I mean, like, occasionally I'll go in and I'll get one of their frozen Frappuccinos, and that's it, you know, occasionally.
But you know what? The Frappy from McDonald's tastes actually better.
I have a protest against McDonald's, but.
Man, quit being a hater. Without McDonald's, there would be no chicken nugget.
I don't like chicken nuggets.
But that's all I was looking at, was that, you know, this.
I have never been in Starbucks.
What you talking
Starbucks
about, Stuart?
It was actually I've never been in a Starbucks. A Starbucks opened in my hometown. It lasted a year before it closed.
Wow. Is there a Starbucks anywhere near you now?
There is now one. There's one in Richmond.
I want you to do this. I want you to get your camera or get your phone, record camera or whatever, record yourself walking in, turn the camera to you, or then turn it at the Starbucks and be like, now I've been in one, and then leave.
There. You happy?
And then post it on Twitter. But yeah, Starbucks is kind of overrated. I mean, in a lot of places like these are, but it's just the fact that, you know, people want to, you know, they want to go in, and a lot of people have said, yeah, but I can go in there and get Wi-Fi and be on my laptop. Well, I read a story like
you can do that in McDonald's too.
You can do that in McDonald's.
Yeah, but I read a story like I think 6 months ago, if not longer, Starbucks started to plug up their power outlets, so people can't, you know, use their electricity anymore.
Well, that's when you pry off the child protector thing that they just put on them.
Yeah, and then someone will see you and you get kicked out of Starbucks.
You know who also does that and I don't like is that Panera Bread.
Oh yeah. Well, it's people who abuse the system, and they go and they buy like one $5 cup of coffee, and then they stay there with their laptops using the internet and the electricity for like 5 hours, and they don't buy a single thing afterwards.
Well, it's like that Family Guy skit. Just, you're in Starbucks writing? I'm in Starbucks writing too, because no one will believe me if I'm a writer if I'm not seen.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. A lot of people like to go there because it's, I guess, popular or whatever.
It's the place to go.
I've never had, you know, and I knew a group of friends who would go to Starbucks and just hang out and they wouldn't even buy anything. They just sit outside on
seats outside. We went to a real store to do that. We went to Walmart.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Go to Walmart at like
Walmart's
2
got the best.
That's the thing to do.
That's right.
Nobody's there, yeah. And you see the people stocking stuff, and they look at you weird because you're all energized and running around Walmart. Yeah.
What are you talking about? In my Walmart is the best time to go, because that's when you see everybody at the Walmart.
Wow.
My Walmart at 2 a.m., man, all the freaks come out.
Oh, yeah, there are freaks, definitely. There are definitely the freaks do come out, but it's nowhere near as far.
Well, that's why people of Walmart.com exists.
That is a great website.
I have not checked out this website. I've heard about it, but.
You have not checked out people of Walmart.com?
No. You're a loser.
I need to.
You have to check out people of Walmart.com. That is a.
I have the RSS going to my Google Reader.
That's kind of sad. That's just a little
funny. No, that's actually funny, because that is some great material. Whenever you're sitting there and you're like not busy, you look it through that. The people at Walmart, that is freaking awesome.
Well, I'll definitely make it. I'll definitely check that out real soon.
I mean, and the people you see at Walmart is definitely.
Case in point, that guy right there.
Whoa. Oh, that's awesome.
No, there's better ones, though.
That is so awesome. And that is so awesome. I love that hat. That's not the best hat I've seen, though. Ironically, the best hat I've seen was at a Jimmy Buffett concert. And
well, I guess we've got the album art for this this episode, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Do you see the fat dude? If
oh, yeah.
The news.
Yeah, that is today's.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, there's a knight.
Wow. That's pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a great website.
Wow. That's crazy. Definitely crazy.
Oh, damn. You got to look at number 5 with the female. Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Anyways, yeah, I guess.
Oh, damn. Go to number 7. Hooker at Walmart. Now, the worst thing is would you stop and tell someone that their dress is like that?
Hell no.
So you would just sit there and watch grandma walk through like that.
Because then you got to admit that you've seen that.
Well, we just saw it on Walmart.
I haven't seen what you're talking about, but...
you need to go look at it.
Oh, God. Mario Kart. That's hilarious. Anyways, this doesn't make a great podcast, really. Just laughing at stuff. Anyways, I guess... What? But yeah, real quick, I guess touching back on the Old Republic, I just want to share one instance that happened. One thing that made me just open my eyes and see that BioWare is amazing. And people were right about BioWare and stories.
They had your kid?
No, but...
You had their kid.
Not yet, but... anyways, I realized this talking to Stuart, the fact that when we play, when Stuart and I are playing this, we are playing our own game. It's our own separate game.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
There was an incident where you know, Stuart and I are both Siths, and we came across like a rebel, you know, group of, you know, and they. You know, Stuart decided to kill them, right?
Of course.
And I decide
didn't even let him talk, just dead.
I decided to say, "Hey, you need to. You're going to owe me. You know, when I need a favor, you need to." So shortly after, it's a mission to go after this Sith Lord, or you know, I can't remember his name. Mm-hmm. I guess we don't want to
starts with an R.
We don't want to spoil it, but And I talk with my companion, who's like a military expert, and he's like, you know, it's a trap, right? And he's got people waiting for you. And I'm like, well, one of the choices was basically, well, you plan the situations. And he suggested, hey, you have this rebel group who owes you a favor. So I decided to, you know, talk to the rebel group and, hey, you're going to be my backup when I go in. So when I went to talk to the Sith Lord... He ended up, you know, he basically said, hey, come here if you want to fight me and I'll end your life, whatever, blah, 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 Sith back talk, you know, Sith trash talk. But I came and then he said, I don't need to fight you because I have a group I've trained to fight Sith. So you're beneath me. And then I was able to say, well, joke's on you. I got a group of my own. I got backup. And then there was this epic battle, and it was just amazing. And I find out Stuart totally did just kill the rebels and then just fought the Sith.
Yeah. Well, no, I did fight that.
Yeah, you
too.
Had to fight the group though by yourself, but for me, it was this.
They were easy.
Yeah, they were easy, really, but easy. The fact that I was able to have this like epic, I was able to create this like epic, you know, sequence
conversation,
epic
man.
Battle sequence, you know, of hey, you're gonna, you know, hey, you're the one who's basically, it's a trap and whatnot, but. Just things like that. That's just an example. And I've talked to Stuart, and there's been many different situations where we've done different things. And it's just crazy how much effort and work they've put into this game. And they're already talking about supporting it. They're already talking about putting out new content like this month.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but
almost like Skyrim, man. Skyrim's excellent.
Yeah, definitely. I hear, and I saw a friend play Skyrim, and it looks great. And I get, and this has a lot of similarities to Skyrim. I think that's, you know, I like that type of RPG style of Skyrim and this.
Okay. You brought up Skyrim. Okay, you guys know the meme of, you know, oh, I was an adventurer, but then I took an arrow to the knee and blah 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 blah.
I've heard people talk about that, but I don't really know it. Like,
yeah, it's just a random guard. That's someplace just say I was an adventurer like you, but then I took an arrow to the knee and now I'm a guard. And people have just latched onto that and love it. Well, I was watching Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Of course you were.
And Picard took an arrow and shot a dude in the knee. I laughed so hard.
Wow.
You're a mean, vicious person today, aren't you?
Well, it's just the fact that, you know, the whole meme that's going on right now of I took an arrow to the knee, and then I see Picard in the 90s shoot a guy in the knee with an arrow.
Now, what would be great is if they make a shirt with that.
What, of Picard shooting a guy in the knee?
No, I took an arrow to the knee.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, quickly, my daughter got me. You remember Ralphie from Christmas Carol?
A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Christmas Story? She got me a shirt, and it has Ralphie with a bar of soap saying, oh, fudge.
But I didn't say fudge. I've seen that
shirt. Yeah, but that was a great shirt.
I love that. I love that. I love that movie. That's like, I have to watch that movie all the time. Every Christmas, I have to turn on TBS and have that playing and watch it at least once.
For 24 hours, man.
Oh, 24 hours. Exactly. It's amazing. It's amazing, that movie. But
I can watch it once a year.
Well, that's what I mean. That's on Christmas. I got to at least watch it once. That's my tradition.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess any other topics before we get into I Recommend?
Quickly, on Netflix, there's a bunch of the WWE, the old WWE biographies. Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, Hulk Hogan, Dusty Rhodes.
Back when it was WWF.
Back when it was WWF. And it's actually, some of them are really good. So if you get a chance, check those out. And if you like WWF, you can get the WWE All-Stars, which has a pretty good cast of the old wrestlers.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's actually really good.
I got that for Christmas, and for being just a wrestling game, I've enjoyed that game.
I've heard a lot of. Didn't the Giant Bomb guys like ball wash that game?
Yes. I don't know, because I try not to listen to too many video game podcasts anymore, because I don't want to get in the hype of hearing the latest and greatest, and then I go buy something and I get disappointed.
Oh yeah, the Brink effect.
Yeah, Brink.
I hear you. I'm very, after Brink, basically that I haven't really bought many games, and I guess that's good and bad. I guess I missed out on a lot of games because I've been so weary of, you know, going out and buying games like that. But
shout out
Brink,
to Scarcasm.
Brink ruined you.
Shout out to the guys over at Scarcasm and the Geeks Gone Wrong, because right now they're playing that game. And they're trying to make that game come back to life.
How much is it? Do you know?
$10.
Really?
Brand new, $12.
Wow. What's it called? All Stars?
No. Brink is the one I'm talking
Brink.
About.
Brink. Oh, I thought you were talking about the. But, I meant the wrestling game.
Oh, the wrestling is WWE All Stars. That one was like $30.
Yeah, I saw they were playing Brink, and I'm like, God, really? And then I saw you playing Brink, and I was just like, wow.
Well, because someone was actually playing the game, and it's like, well, let me put the game on because someone's actually playing it.
Yeah, I got rid of that game, and I decided never to pick it up, even at $10.
Well, this is the problem.
I game-flied it.
At the rate that I bought the game, and the fact that the game went down to like $10 so fast, I really wasn't. I mean, regardless, I would rather sit here and have a $60 paperweight than to get $2 for something I just spent $60 for.
Oh wow! Yeah. So you kept on to it. You kept it longer than you should have, basically.
basically, yeah. I mean, I kept it longer than I should have because I was waiting for the servers to kind of fix up themselves, because when I first got it, the servers didn't really work well. Well,
the servers is not the problem with that game.
Well, the game is the problem with the game, but, you know, I mean, when I bought it, it was still 60, and then by the time I would have turned it back in, it was worth nothing. It wasn't even worth 40 at the time.
Oh, yeah. See, well, I got rid of it, like, I played with the community for about a week, and then everyone was like, yeah, this isn't really that great. It just feels like one single mode of a normal multiplayer game, and that's the entire game. Single player, multiplayer, co-op, it was just one mode, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get rid of this while I can still get a good amount of money.
They didn't quite learn from a Shadowrun there.
Oh, people love Shadowrun,
Shadowrun was just one mode.
Yeah, but people love that game. That's the thing. I hear so many people talk about that game, like, religiously. It's crazy.
Yeah, but wasn't that game better than Stink?
I've never played it, but I'll say yes.
It was, because that was the first cross-platform game. PC versus console.
So basically all the PC guys were able to own the console guys.
No, I think that they made it harder for the PC players.
Huh. That's interesting.
They added auto aim that's on the consoles to the PC.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Huh. That's interesting. But yeah, Brink. I debated on when it was $10. I debated on picking it back up, and then I just thought, do I really want to put myself through that? Do I really want to, you know, waste $10 on? So I decided not to. But it's great that y'all are playing it again and getting use out of it. Power to y'all. But I just can't do that. I can't justify paying any money to do that.
You don't want to play Stink with us?
As well as break myself away from the Old Republic. That's probably the main issue right there. But I'll leave it at that. I'll definitely have to check out the All-Star game, and I'll definitely check out those documentaries, because I'm looking, and there are a lot.
Yeah, the documentaries, there's a ton of them. I mean, I watched the Dusty Rhodes, the Randy Savage, and I watched the Ric Flair ones, and I'm like, man, these are good.
Now, I did watch one. What was it? I did watch one about the Big Show, I think. The Big Show at Giants War. I did watch that one. That was pretty good.
I stopped watching even before Big Show.
Oh, really? Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
The Big Show. I like the Big Show. The Big Show was kind of cool, but it's just when they changed to WWE, that's when things started to go sour, because all the great people started to leave, you know. Stone Cold left, The Rock left, you know.
Speaking of Stone Cold, there's a guy where I work. His name's Ramon, and I'm going to just call him a jackass, because he is. Who do you think was a better wrestler, entertainer, slash whatever, Stone Cold or Ric Flair?
Probably Ric Flair.
Good man. He's sitting there telling me that Stone Cold, I understand people still today say what, like Stone Cold did, but Ric Flair was still able to put on an hour show every night. Yeah,
overall, I would say Ric Flair, but as far as like the best scenes, I guess you would say, I would probably say Stone Cold, just because he did crazy, some crazy shit. But overall, I would definitely say Ric Flair.
Okay. See, I could say that with you, but you just got to remember that Stone Cold was in a different era where you had more over-the-top crap going on.
Oh, yeah, like I remember this, the crazy shit between him and Vince McMahon and that era where they were just like fighting against each other and just some of the crazy stuff.
Or what about when he hung Undertaker up on a cross?
Oh, that was crazy. Yeah. That was some crazy stuff. Yeah, I definitely missed that stuff. It was definitely entertaining, but now I just watch UFC because that's real people beating each other up.
Oh, and it's real fights, yeah. Man.
They're really beating each other up and not just pretending. I tried watching some WWE like maybe a year, 2 years ago, and it's just like, really? Some of these people that are on there are just... Now, is it me, or is Kane a different person? Is that an actual different person playing Kane?
I think it's a whole different person playing Kane now. Yeah,
because he just looked totally different. He just didn't look like the original Kane.
Well, but they ruined Kane the moment they took his damn...
mask?
They took his mask off,
I think Kane was when they switched to a different person, maybe.
Maybe, but I mean, Kane was totally no longer... That was no longer Kane once he got a different mask.
Yeah, that was the thing about Kane, was he was so mysterious and you didn't know who he was. Like you knew who he was, but you didn't know like what he looked like, his face, or... And I remember like him fighting like the Undertaker. They would you know, fight matches and he would even take off the mask and like burn his face and stuff like that, and you would never actually see his face. They always did stuff where it teased you,
and it was always great. I mean, and that was the great time.
That was true. Those were true performers. Those were great performers. But it's just now, I don't know. It's ridiculous.
It's definitely a different...
I did see commercials about, I think, what is it, Impact? That wrestling organization?
Oh, that TNT
thing? You know, there's the commercials I saw. There were some decent people I remember from WWF in there now. Like, I think Jeff Hardy and a few others or whatever. So.
Yeah, but I think it's still a ripoff.
Yeah,
they don't have the caliber of talent that WWE still has.
Yeah, go ahead.
But then you can actually even question WWE. Do you really have the talent, or you just got the name?
Oh yeah, and then they lost.
I think at this point they just have the name.
They lost the original name. So.
Yeah, that is
to
true.
To the
too.
World Wildlife Federation, I mean, or Foundation. Really? Really?
Well,
who's making more money?
You know.
Couldn't they have just donated, money to keep the name? I don't know, but.
Couldn't they have been WWF.org?
They should have been WWF.org.
Or .net. But, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty crazy, but. I guess before we get into I Recommend, Stuart, you want to play our promo clip?
Okay, yeah.
This is Matt from Intrepid Audio Productions. You may know me from WOFR All Gaming Station and Open Forum Radio, but you can now find all the same great shows, including Lag Free, Know Your Gamers, and Chicago Sports Update, all on our new feed. All you have to do is search Intrepid Audio Production in iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, or the Stitcher app, and you'll find it. We appreciate any feedback you might have, so please leave us a review on iTunes or send me an email directly at intraprod@gmail.com. You can find us at our website at intraprod.libsyn.com. To stay up to date on all the latest releases, you can follow along on Twitter at twitter.com/intraprod or follow me directly at twitter.com/patriot1030. Intrepid Audio Productions, pioneering the best in independent podcasting.
Alrighty, that I definitely am gonna like doing that, having the promos like in between, because that gives me a chance to stop talking and get a drink of water. take a nice break.
I'll tell you what, if we ever start doing video podcasting again, you're gonna see what I do during mute music.
Oh God,
please don't tell me you dance.
I do dance.
Oh Lord.
So you danced during that whole time?
I did, yes.
Wow.
Please don't. My virgin eyes are trying not to imagine.
Alrighty,
anything.
Harold. This week was your week.
The Kinect says I'm a good dancer, so I'm a good dancer.
Yeah, but the Kinect says everybody's a good dancer.
Not true.
Okay. Anyways, Harold, it was your week for I Recommend. So
that's right. Yeah. And I picked a wonderful British television show called Luther. It's about this guy named John Luther, who basically is a cop on the force, and he does some pretty outrageous things on the show. How's that?
That, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, the first thing he did when it opened was he just let a man. I guess, spoilers. Stuart, you want to play her?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Spoilers.
Maybe that'll learn you to keep your big mouth shut.
Alrighty. Well, the first thing, it opens up and he's chasing a guy, and then the guy ends up falling, and he's making the guy tell him where some little girl is, and
he's chasing this serial killer, and they're in this warehouse. Yeah. And basically he's telling the guy, look, tell me where the girl is so we can save the girl and you know, whatever, and blah, 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 and... The great thing is...
While he's hanging off of a catwalk.
Yes. And Luther makes a decision at the end of that first episode to help society. How's that?
Well, not the end of the episode. It was still the beginning.
At the end of the scene.
Well,
at the end of the scene.
Yes.
That's a short episode, if that was an episode.
Well, but you know, yeah. I do understand what I'm... I mean, he makes a decision to help...
Well, he makes the decision.
I probably would have made the decision sooner.
Well, he had to still get the information, though. That's the problem. He had to get the information on where the girl was.
And they got her. I would have helped him fall.
But then he gave him a chance to come to peace with himself, you know?
I wouldn't have done it.
But the great thing is the guy doesn't die. He only goes into a coma.
Yeah. But then he dies later, so...
Did you watch all the episodes then?
I'm on episode 4. I'm midway through episode 4.
Okay.
Wow. I just got the first one done. Not by choice. Ooh. Not by choice. I really am liking it. I really am. And every time I kept trying to sit down to watch it, shit would happen. And I kept getting upset because it's really good. That first episode is really
good. It is really good.
I'm really liking it. So.
I'm glad I recommended something to you guys that you like. Now, what do you think about the redhead?
I'd like her because
she's hot.
Okay, there's
she's
that.
Definitely hot.
I like this. This is why I like Luther. It's one of those shows that's smart. It's a smart detective.
What's a British show?
Against a smart villain. Yeah. Well, there's some British shows that are not
true,
like that.
True.
But I mean, it's definitely a show. It is. I mean, repeat that. It's a smart detective versus a smart villain, and I like that.
I would agree. It is great drama.
Although at some points I'm like, what? Why did you just do that? Why did you just invite that person to coffee? Why? I don't understand that.
Well, because, I mean, you got to look at the dilemma, I guess, is that Luther has a tendency not to do everything by the book.
I have not noticed that.
And I guess people who know Luther know that he doesn't do everything by the book. He does everything a little bit different. But then it's like, to me, from what I've got out of it, is that Luther is kind of almost serial killer kind of dude himself. How's that?
And that's what makes him great.
Yeah.
He's kind of a sociopath.
Because he's smart, but borderline psychotic as well.
Yeah. And I mean, it looks like he's about ready to snap and break someone's neck off.
Yeah, there's not many shows that actually do that, and I like that. I can only name one other show that does that.
What would that be? Tell me.
They don't do it anymore, but Law and Order, not SUV, not the regular one, but the other one.
Criminal Intent?
Criminal Intent, yes, that one.
I can't stand Law and Orders.
Yeah, but see, I think this is better than Law & Order, though.
Well, they had a character who actually did have a breakdown, and he was in brilliant, just like Luther. But he did have that breakdown later, so.
Yeah. The one thing I just...
And then once he did, I stopped watching, because it was no longer good.
Now, okay, so you made it to four. Okay, five gets really good. Something happens in five, and I was just sitting there at the end of five, and I'm like, yes, I'm so happy you did that. I was so happy. I was so happy. Because I don't really want to spoil it because you're going to watch it, right?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Okay, I don't want to spoil it for you, but I was so happy that that happened. And I've started actually season two, and I'm like, season two starts right back up, and it's like, oh, Lord, don't tell me. And there's some shocking things in season two already. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. It did have me kind of weary at the beginning because when they showed the crime scene, just when they showed the dog, and then they had to show him another, they had to show this. It's like, oh, God. And then, you know, you're like, okay, well, at least. And then they showed it again. And I'm like, oh, and I was eating when I was watching. So. Yeah, that see, I don't care about seeing the people dead, but the way they had the dog, that was just messed up.
Yeah,
yeah, but that was great, man. That's great. That is the best English program I've ever found. And actually, I got to shout out Stuart from Page to Screen because he's the one who took me into that.
It's good, but I wouldn't say the best British program for me anyway.
Oh, wait, well, for you, but for me it is. Because I like the crime drama stuff better than I like sci-fi.
I hear you. But, yeah, the BBC and other British channel, they really have good programming. The only thing I dislike is their seasons, or they call series. Which, I don't know, that just sounds weird to me every time they say series one.
Because a series is the entire show.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what it just sounds weird. But anyways, most of them are like really short. Like there are some shows that are only like three episodes long, or six episodes one season. Or
well, that's what we call a mini series.
Yeah, for them,
that's a normal series.
If you get everything in three episodes or four episodes, or in this case with Luther, you get everything in six episodes. Do you really need to give us crappy filler episodes like Terrible Nova did?
No, I understand that. Yeah, I guess that is true. So good and you just want more.
But that's what's great about it. It gives you six and you want more, so that way you're not sitting there watching crap like Terrible Nova. I mean, Terrible Nova gave us the crappiest of crappy.
Well, I didn't watch that crap, so, you know, good on me. It sucks to be you. who watched the entire thing. God, you're...
No, I didn't even watch the entire thing.
I thought you were saying you were going to watch the rest of it to wrap it up, just to say you watched it.
I still have three episodes to finish.
Mm. I just cut your losses.
I did after episode one. Like, nope.
But episode one was already good.
I don't think it was. I didn't enjoy it.
I liked episode one because it gave you the premise of what was going on, and it wasn't bad.
This has potential.
I did not like the characters and the turns they made within an episode. Within 5 minutes, I didn't like the turns they made.
And that was the whole problem. They based it off of a family show that you were supposed to fall in love with this family, and it was like you gave us no drama with this family, and it sucked.
Well, no. Like they gave us 15 minutes of the no drama, and then all of a sudden, drama. Like, where did this drama come from? This wasn't there 5 minutes ago.
But they still didn't give us enough drama with the family. All they made was the kid, the boy, act like a jerk, and the girl was a nerd.
That's really what I'm saying.
My only beef is if this actually gets a second season, I'm gonna be so mad because they cut Firefly at its first season. And if they let a terrible show get more than one season.
Dude, if Nova gets another season, Fox needs to get their balls kicked. Everybody.
There's only a couple shows I actually have to watch on Fox. I mean, I kind of stopped watching House. I really need to pick that up back up. But, you know, besides House, there was only like Bones I watched on actual Fox. On FX, there was FX has some good stuff. FX has some really good stuff, but Fox, you know.
William, I have some bad news for you. The Firefly MMO has been canceled.
There was a Firefly MMO?
There was, along with a Buffy MMO. They have both been canceled.
I never knew that.
I didn't either until I was like, wait, they've been canceled? That's news to me. I didn't even know there was one.
Wow.
Well, okay.
But yeah, Fox, they really don't have too much going on, at least for me anyways. It's mostly FX that's, you know, sticking me
around.
I would
definitely agree with you there. FX has got all the crap.
And they're about to have I'm excited because Archer's about to come back on soon. That's a great show. I don't know if you've ever seen that, Harold.
I watched the first season. It was pretty funny.
I didn't like Arthur.
Archer.
I didn't like Archer either.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't anything to say, oh wow, this is spectacular.
Oh yeah, it's not TV show of the year, but it's, you know, it's a funny adult cartoon or adult animated series.
Well, it reminded me of a series that was on Cartoon Network for a while, and I think it was done by the same company and the same voice actors.
So what was that?
I forget the name of the show, but I know like there was a bad guy named Killface.
I think you're right.
It was the same animation style. Like even the main character looks the same.
But you got to remember, I mean, this is just comedy. So, I mean, you're looking at this for comedy. You're not looking at this for anything really more than.
Who cares if it's original as long as it's fun?
I didn't even find it funny.
Well, yeah. I guess, you know, I thought it was hilarious, and I watched the second season, and they had, before season three started, they had a three-parter to tide people over, and that was really good, and starting back up, so I'm looking forward to that, and looking forward to whenever Sons of Anarchy comes back on, and got it.
Sons of Anarchy is the bomb.
Oh, I love that show. My number two for last year. But anyways, Stuart, do you have a geek question of the week for next week? Do you have an I recommend for next week as well?
I do have an I recommend. Okay, you got two choices here. They're both the same show, but one is the U.S. version, one is the British version.
I know what you're talking about, being human.
Yes.
I'm British.
How did you know?
just a lucky guess. That and I'm a geek.
I have seen the U.S. version. I have not seen the British version.
I've heard,
but they're both on. But they're both on Instagram.
Yeah, I've heard the British version's better. But yeah, that definitely looks interesting. The vampire, werewolf, and whatever else live together. Ghost live together.
Stuart's watching vampires.
Yes.
I thought you were afraid of them.
No, I just don't like the excessive gore. Like the breaking bones and the like saw and
he's,
torture porn.
He's
and that
squeamish.
Kind of stuff. I don't like that.
Oh.
I am squeamish.
Okay.
But
okay.
Like, you know, Queen of the Damned, love it. Underworld 1, loved it. 2, not so much.
But already.
Yeah, I like vampires, just not the sparkly kind.
Oh, nah, I hate the sparkly kind. So your pick is the UK version of what, one more time?
Being Human.
It's supposed to be a really good show, and I actually have it in my queue. I just haven't gotten around to watching it until, I guess, this week.
Until now this week.
So, God, now I got to find it. Maybe I need to find another UK show so we can have a trifecta going.
There you go, yeah, because, then it'll be my turn, huh?
But, yeah. So, Being Human next week, people.
Now, how many episodes is that?
Ooh.
3 seasons.
We're watching the first season or the first episode, or what are we watching?
Well, there's only like six episodes a season.
Yeah, normally we try like a couple.
And second episode is 8.
Normally we try
third
like
episode is the third season
one or
eight.
Two episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first season, and we'll go from there, right?
Yeah. However, you watching the first season.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we at least the first episode, if not, you know, a couple more. Because we don't expect each other to drop what everything we're doing and watch like a whole season in a week. Even though I've done a lot more than that for other TV shows.
Yeah, well, with Luther, I watched the whole season in a day in 6 hours. Man, that show was so good.
Yeah.
I almost did.
See? You are a man after my own heart.
I'll be watching more of it tomorrow, but...
You get my Angry Mailman Award for Geek of the Week.
Geek of the Week.
Geek of the Week, all right.
Shout out to Angry
Mom. Sorry, I told myself I wouldn't cry.
I'm surprised you didn't play your little clapping noise. But
no, it'd be more of a...
That's right. He got an achievement for winning that. See? That's better than...
Alrighty. So you got it. Do you have a geek question of the week for next week?
No, because I failed. I can do one. I can do the one I was going to do this week, but just didn't. Did you do over the holidays? Yeah. What geeky thing did you do over the holidays?
Hung out with you one day.
Over the holidays.
Alrighty. So I guess what geeky thing did you do or get during the holidays?
That's right.
So, remember, people, we'll be tweeting that out, and it'll be on Facebook and probably Google Plus and whatever. So, just answer it, and your answers will be on the show.
That's right.
I guess. Any other topics before we close the show, guys? Pretty short show.
Wow.
At least for us.
Well, sometimes short is good.
That's not what she said. But. Wow.
In the world of podcasting, how's that?
Yeah.
Sometimes short is good.
Yeah. But alrighty, I guess we are the Geeks for the Win podcast, of course. You can find us, well, you've already found us, but you can find us on the Android or the Amazon App Store or the iPhone App Store or iOS App Store, whatever. Just search Geeks FTW and you can find our app, $1.99. You can get all the episodes, bonus content, whatever, you know, easy ways to contact us. And we will be putting out bonus content. I'm going to make it a habit to be putting it out to justify the people who actually have purchased it, even if it's just a few. I don't even know. I think Stuart and I are the only ones so far, honestly. But
I have it.
You do? Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So I guess all three of us, all the co-hosts have it, all the hosts have it, and my mom has it, so I guess we need to put bonus content out for her. But you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Just search The Geeks FTW. You can leave us a voice message at 1-347-433-5389, and that's 1-347-GEEK-FTW. You can send us emails at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. We can read the emails out if you want us to. If you don't want us to, just let us know. We play the voicemails on the show, and then we talk about it. Please, people, leave us an iTunes review, because last I checked, we still only have like 3.
We need 5-star iTunes reviews, please.
Please.
Exactly. Yes.
I mean, we went from being on our old feed and we had like we had 18, I think, something like that, and now we just have 3. So if you left us iTunes reviews, people, they're gone. They got wiped. So please take another 2 minutes and leave us another 5-star review.
And you guys could leave weekly iTunes reviews.
Yeah, just make sure. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. But I guess. OFR Stewart, we are part of the Open Forum Radio Network, and that consists of what shows now? We've had some changes in the
totally
last
fun.
Couple weeks, and I'm trying to buy you time while you look, but
yes, I'm kind of failing at it. But... Okay.
Well, you have the Knox family of broadcast. You have the 40 cast.
Oh, Stewart's ready.
No, you can keep going, Harold.
You have the 40 cast.
How would you get right?
You have the 40 cast, then you have the Front Page to Screen family of, or the Front Page to Screen network of podcasts, and then you also have open forum proper, which has prove your point and what? I guess just open forum proper and prove your point. And then you also have, last but not least, Vault Reviews and Truthfully Geeking.
And us. And
well, but yeah, we automatically were in there.
Is that it, Stuart?
That includes all of them, but I like to name all the separate shows in between.
Okay, you want to do that?
Well, okay, I got to skip around my list. Let's see how well I can do that. OFR Sportscast, Lag Free, Nerd Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, What Does God Say, Love and Learn, Old Rollers, Family Cast, Meeting Cast, Slapcast, Spotlight.
You're wrong. The Chicago Sportscast is gone.
Is it?
That was Patriot.
That was part of the Patriots, and he parted ways.
Know Your Gamer is gone.
Lag Free is gone.
Lag Free is gone. See, that's why it's easier to do it my way right now.
Did you not the memo, Stuart?
I did, but totally forgot until now.
Fail.
Yeah.
That's another achievement right there.
Well, hey, I'm going to be on Near Gamer this week, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely check them out. That's what our promo was for. Even though he parted ways, you know, we still, you know, and no, he just wanted to separate and be independent, and we, you know, got to respect him for that. And but as far as being part of the network, he is not. That's no hard feelings, but that's just how it is.
Well, same with my brother, Anthony Alex. He parted ways also over the holiday. I mean, he's still good friends with everybody in the network, but he did part ways to go on his own.
That's true.
That's right.
Yep.
And we still support you, everybody.
Yep. I'm still.
Which is why I include you in my list, because you're still in my heart.
Oh, you're so touching.
This is where I put Baby Come Back. Is it wrong to have that as a ringtone just because I thought it'd be funny?
No. I could.
It'd be weird if it rang when your ex-girlfriend was around, but.
No, what would be weird is if it rings when Stuart calls you.
Oh, God. That would be weird.
If you had it when he calls you, then that's weird.
But I don't. And Stuart doesn't call me, so. Except on Skype.
Only on Skype.
Can you prove it?
Can you prove that he does call me?
No, but could you prove it?
I guess I could, yeah.
Call history?
Yeah, I could get all my call logs on my phone bill for the last, I don't know, 2 years since we've been podcasting, and email them to you if you really want, but do you want to look through all that? And
not really. That's more work than I really want to do.
Exactly. And I figured that much, so I was counting on that. So I win.
Well, yeah, but I was having more fun just busting your balls about it. You know, while you were while he's listening to gay porn on Xbox, you were probably calling him.
But
it's okay.
But yeah, I guess it's time for shout outs. Harold, shout outs.
Hey, I shout everybody out.
That was the shortest shout out I've ever heard.
Well, but I shout everybody out. How's that? That way I don't forget anybody, because I don't want anybody to get mad because I forgot
them. But you've got to pimp out your podcast.
Well, that's different. Now, pimping out a podcast and shouting people out is different. Now, you want me to pimp out the podcast? Here we go. You got to go ahead and listen to me on Front Page of Screen, the media podcast, which is available now on iTunes. We just did our new show for this week, so go check that one out. Also, go ahead and listen to... Ooh, what is it? Geeks for the Win podcast, which is what I was also on. And you will get to hear the newest of shows, which we've got. We've got two new shows over here in the kingdom, I guess. One with my good friend Frank Branches and Sean Freeman, called Zombie Cast, your unofficial guide to zombies, available on iTunes. And then, of course, you're going to have Harold's Guide to Anything, which is a new show which will be doing a little bit of a debut probably next week when I finish editing the show. Check it out.
Awesome. And I'm just going to be patiently waiting for an invite to be a guest on the Zombie Cast. I'm patient. I can wait, but I want to be on there eventually.
Well, this is the great thing. We, at the moment, we did our first cast. We did it live.
And it was great. I enjoyed it.
Did you hear it live, or did you hear it after
I
downloaded
heard
it?
Afterwards. I didn't know y'all were doing it live.
We do it live right now, Monday nights at 7 o'clock. And you can check it out. Right now, we're using the Knuckleball Ustream. So check it out. It's fantastic. Once we get the format going, yeah, we're going to then have guests. So we're probably looking at maybe doing another, at least one, possibly two shows once we get our format and timing and down.
Oh, yeah. But like I said, I'm patient. I can wait. I'm just, you know, I just want to eventually be on because I love me some zombies.
Well, you are one of the first ones on there for guest list.
Awesome. Awesome.
You can make it on a Monday night, right? 7 o'clock?
Oh, definitely.
Eastern?
Definitely.
All right.
And that just reminds me, hopefully later this year we can start doing our live shows again. Right, Stuart? Maybe that's a goal?
Once I get my new computer, yeah, totally.
So that
which, as of right now, the date is in April.
All righty. That sounds awesome.
April showers bring May flowers.
Indeed.
And my new computer.
Tax return?
No, that's I use a website to track my money. So I'm predicting how much I have saved up by this time, by this certain point. And it'll be enough to afford my new computer.
I figure tax returns.
Are you getting a Mac?
Hell no. Ew, gross.
I'm a PC guy. I've always
gross
been a PC
Mac
guy.
Yeah, I heard y'all's Mac love on the what was it, the knucklecast?
Knucklecast, yeah.
I was like, ew, gross. I feel dirty. I got to take a shower.
Well, I want to get a Mac because for what I do, I think a Mac would be great.
I guess, but for what I do, I know. I've tried using Macs.
Yeah, same here.
But I see where people, you know, I see where people would like the Macs, but this for me, no. But, Stuart, your turn. Shout outs.
I would like to shout out Patriot for inviting me on to do a second attempt at Know Your Gamer because we tried months ago and lost the audio. So this is going to be take two.
You just have bad luck guesting on other podcasts.
I think has not come through. Two.
I mean, besides the and plus, don't forget the Scarfinger. Hit your top three episode that took like a year to actually get done.
It was a year in the
exactly.
making. Yeah, but the audio was not lost on that one. So, also shout out to Vlad's Hammer for hopefully going to join us on Keller's Void.
Definitely, and shout down because he has an awesome laptop that I would love. I don't know if you saw his specs.
Yeah, I did. Amazing. I pointed him to a website. It's like,
oh, I had already
put your specs.
I
in
had
here.
Already pointed him. If you would have looked, I already pointed him to the canyourunit.com or whatever, where it automatically runs a test and says whether you can do it or not. And
yeah, I was at yeah. lunch.
Well, that was last night.
Yesterday and today, I haven't been able to get on Twitter.
Yeah, understandable, but yeah.
It's been...
Ooh, you suck.
Well, it's because of work, and I hate what I just did. Inventory sucks.
Oh, well, work sucks.
I'm with you there. Try doing inventory at a bookstore.
Well, all you gotta do is count the books.
Well, try doing inventory at a warehouse by yourself.
Yeah. Crazy. But...
Anyway... shout out to H.H. Greg. Here's why. I went to go buy a washer and dryer Monday.
Did you buy it from Bubba?
And I was pre... No, I didn't go to Indy. Oh. But it's coming from Indy, so I could have bought it from Bubba.
You should have. You could have gotten him some commission.
That's true.
What about if you go to H.H. Greg, like, where you're at, and you just say, look, you want this sales associate to get the commission?
I would go in there. I want Bubba to get this commission. Who? Bubba. That's Bubba.
Bubba in Indianapolis. Yeah.
It's like, well, why didn't Bubba. You just drive there?
Because it's too far.
Because I live in Richmond.
Well, is it really that far for you?
Hour and a half.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Probably like 18 hours for me.
I don't even know how long it is for me, so I'm not even gonna.
Anyway, here's the story. I went to go. I was pre-approved for $1,000. I got my washer and dryer picked out. I got the extended warranty. I bought the extra parts I needed to set it up because for some dumb reason it doesn't come with power cord. I don't understand.
That's a scam.
No washer comes with a power cord.
What? Why?
So I don't know. Why? If you go to BrandsMart or anything else, you have to buy the stinking power cord, and you got to buy the stinking exhaust tubing to get it out your house.
It doesn't fucking make sense. You'd
think there'd be a place who would say, buy a washer and dryer, get the power cord free, or something like that.
Or it comes with power cord anyway.
I don't know.
You would think. Man. It's just a way for them to make more money.
I got that. They're coming to hook it up. That's also extra money. Anyway, after the $1,000 pre-approved, it came out to, I kid you not, $999. $999.68. How's that?
They know how to take all your money.
They took it all. But I don't have to spend a dime this month.
This month. But after this month, you'll be in debt temporarily.
Not really.
He could always pay the $59 minimum.
Well, it's 12 months, same much cash. So I'm technically not in debt. And I actually get credit now.
There you go. See?
I get a credit, so I can now buy a car if I wanted to.
Awesome. Yeah. Anyways, is that it?
That's it.
Alrighty. I guess for me, I don't have many people to shout out, I guess. Shout outs to Patriot, of course, in the 40 cast. Because they both said that they will play our promo on their podcast, so I thank them. And I guess honestly, just shout outs to our listeners, because you know the ones it seems like switching over to the new feed, we haven't lost too many, but that's really not saying too much. But still, we have loyal listeners, so that's something.
And we appreciate you.
We do. Truly do.
I think we need to do a listeners appreciation show.
Definitely.
Well, if they would let us know who they are, that'd be great.
There you go. So anybody who's listening who would like to be appreciated, let us know who you are. Leave us a 5-star review and we will send you a listeners appreciation show.
5-star review, email, Twitter, something. Just let us.
Something.
But 5-star review I like better. So leave us a 5-star review and... Definitely, because if I can leave 5-star reviews, and I don't even use Apple products, I can leave 5-star reviews for other podcasts. You know, the people who actually, you know, that means anybody can. And you know, everyone knows how I feel about Apple products, so.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me you got to get the Steve Jobs Memorial.
I'm such a PC/Android guy. It's not even funny. But everybody knows that, and everyone... I think secretly sighs every time I mention Android. There he goes, being a fanboy again.
There he goes again.
But anyways, who else? And shout outs to the Open Forum Radio Network, because you know we did have Anthony Alex Angry Mailman podcast and Intrepid Audio Productions with Patriot. We did have those two leave the network in good terms, of course, but we're still, that doesn't mean our network's going to be, we're still here and we're still going to be putting out podcasts like crazy. And so listen to all the other podcasts that we mentioned earlier, because they're good quality shows.
That's right.
Anyways, I guess this has been episode...
What about your new guild?
Oh, I guess, yeah. Shout out to my new guild, AIE? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alae Octa Est, which stands for the Diasma Cast.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, the guild name used to be I Eat Babies, but somebody reported that name and became
IE Babies. Oh, yep. that's awesome. I'm sad now that I couldn't be part of that.
But that name was reported.
But anyways, yeah, shout outs to that. I look forward to playing with all the people on there, or at least some of them, because not all of them, because there's too many people. But anyway,
there's a lot already.
Definitely. But anyways, any more shout outs I should be shouting out, Stuart?
No, that's it.
Alrighty. This has been episode 72 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
Bye. Do a little dance.